This morning we wanted to visit a little bit about an event, an opportunity for you to remember coming up here not too far down the road. We're still, of course, here in the later part of July, but not too far down the road will be September. And on September 11th, that will be the 25th anniversary already. My, how time flies. The 25th anniversary of the tragic 9/11 events of that day on September 11th of 2001. And I want to kind of talk a little bit about how we can participate in remembering and marking that service here this morning. Leonard Kinney is in with us this morning, representing the Veterans Color Guard here locally. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Now, talk about why this is, I mean, obviously why it's important, but why is this important to you to have some sort of a local opportunity for folks to remember?
I served in the reserves for almost 30 years, retired. Worked here in Atlantic and got into the American Legion. And just being a Legionnaire, there's things that just keep coming up about things with veterans. And a couple, 3 years ago, I noticed that there was nothing happening in Atlantic for 9/11. So we started a program, and we're still working on that program. And this year's the 250th anniversary of this country, and it just so happens that 9/11, 25th anniversary. So, as I understand it, 25 years leaves it as a commemorative event. So, we got together, did a bench in the park, and we presented it to the city in early May, city and the county, and we're going to dedicate that this year on 9/11. We haven't gotten the details worked out of that program, but right now we're trying to work with the radio stations and news events and gather some stories of people from people of their 9/11 remembrance. And there will be a flyer coming out that we're asking to give us your recollection of 9/11, how it impacted you that day, what it's done to you since then. Have you told your kids that story? And part of that is being with the Legion, those stories are gone. World War II is gone. There's recollections of it. There's stories about Vietnam. And those stories are gone and fading fast, and it's kind of like this is an opportunity that I just feel we can't not take advantage of. And 25 years, where were you? You were 25 years younger, and where have you gone since then?
Passage of time is a funny thing. In a flash, it goes by. Minutes go by slowly. Hours go by faster, days go by faster than that, months faster than that, and years go by faster than that, which sounds odd, but as we age, we understand that a little bit better. But Leonard, it's hard. You think about doing something for 25 years, you know, being in the service, say, for 25 years, for 30 for you. Think about being at a job for 25 years. It seems like a long time. 25 years has already passed since 9/11. How is that possible?
Yes, you're right. It goes by just in a flash. It's unexplainable. It really is, because every day, your anniversaries and stuff, it just, they mount up. To stop and think we were 25 years younger and we're celebrating, mm-hmm. It's a remembrance to me that I would have been 55 years old. And, you know, you take 25 years from where you are right now, mm-hmm. And it's holy cow.
Right. Well, and I'm not in school, so whatever they teach in school these days is all fine and dandy. But we need to, as humans, as parents, as responsible people, we need to share these stories. Because what you learn in a book or learn by watching a film or what have you, that's one thing. But to hear personal stories, that really brings history home, right?
It does. It's what we present is the statistics about what happened with each plane, the number of people on it. They're all statistics, and it really doesn't mean anything until you kind of re-experience when the first plane went down, when the second plane went down, third plane went down, fourth plane, and then the towers went down. And this all happened in, I think, less than 6 hours. And, I mean, just changed the whole changed the whole world.
Yeah, we sometimes tend to think of terrorist attacks of it's just something that came up real fast and a bunch of guys with guns or what have you and stuff. This was so well coordinated over a period of years to be able to have the right kind of training, the right kind of people, the right kind of training, the right kind of financing to be able to do all this. You had to have the right kind of flights that were going to be cross-country flights, so they had enough fuel to do the damage. I mean, so many things were planned out. This stuff doesn't happen by accident. And so many people have stories of, you know, that time. And it's not, yes, there were thousands of people impacted directly because they lost loved ones or had loved ones injured or have lost loved ones since because of the effects. But we all have our stories, and that's what you're looking for, right? Is for people to just kind of tell their stories about their remembrances to help bring that history alive.
Well, and the other thing is that I would never pick on somebody about their story because no two people remember the same things the same way.
Right.
And some people have a different recollection of things that happened. Within my own family, we'll talk about a birthday date, and it's kind of like, I don't remember that birthday being that way at all. And the same thing happens here because it affected you. And when I talk with people that were in 10th, 11th grade, that are now the citizens that are doing everything and responsible citizens, and it's kind of like, I can remember going to class and, you know, they can remember the teacher, the class, the subject. And, you know, the next person comes along and it's a little different story. Mm-hmm. But it's still their reaction of how it impacted that day.
Yeah, I think we all remember back, if we think about it, how, you know, for those of us who were alive during that time, how eerie it was. First of all the unknown, what's happening next, you know. Then there was the look up in the sky, there's nothing. You know, for a few days, there was no airplane traffic. It was really odd. I know we flew again, I think a couple of months later. I think it was in November of that year. And the airports looked like third world airports with military and weapons and what. I mean, the security had been ramped up a million times over. You know, all those things. You know, but how has your life changed since then? All of us probably changed some things after that, I would imagine.
Well, for me, I got involved with the Legion and this 9/11 project with the old armory down there where Arise rose. I became a member there and working to refurbish that building and repurpose it with Legion military funerals. I've done over 100 military funerals since I've joined. That's something that the veterans groups offer free of charge to veterans. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's disturbing to see somebody that was a veteran that doesn't take advantage of that. And it's a no cost, you know, we gladly do it. No, you know, we just are there for them,
right,
and what their family's wishes are. But we don't do it if we're not asked to, because otherwise you're imposing on their family's time. And it's just things like this now, getting something going or trying to get a memory going, because if we don't do it this year, mm-hmm, this is the perfect opportunity to collect those stories and perpetuate a memory.
So who should fill out these little forms? Who are you looking for stories from?
Anybody that has any recollection. Grandparents, get somebody to write the story and you tell the story. Tell it to your kids. We're archiving them in the library at the armory so that they're there as part of our history. I'll be talking with the newspaper to get their input. Mm-hmm. We're looking to try to get within the libraries of each city here in Cass County. So we're trying to do a whole countywide program, distributing these pages, our memoir pages, and just collecting them, and you can turn them back in at Produce in the Park, or you can bring them to the event that day.
So
and be a member of the event as we try to dedicate a special day to that day.
Sure. So we'll be sharing some of those stories.
Yes, we would like to have some in so that we can share that time with people. And I've invited the mayor to tell his story. Mm-hmm. And he says, I can remember the exact house I was working on and the exact time. And he's got a story that, he remembers. And I think he'll be very happy to share with it.
And no story is insignificant, because every story will include feeling. It'll include life-changing events.
Exactly. Sometimes, it's kind of like, we had no idea what the next shoe was going to drop. And it was like 13 minutes after the first tower was hit, and the TV cameras were focused on the first tower, and here comes an airplane into the video, and boom, it hits. And, it's just, you go clear through the things of the Pentagon being hit, and of course the story of the passengers retaking the flight over Shanksville. Those famous words, let's roll, that gets me every time. Those guys knew that they wouldn't live, but they were damned if they were going to let somebody run into the White House or Congress.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen on our terms.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody has a story to share, and the local Veterans Color Guard would love to have those stories in writing. We don't want to wait until it's too late to share some impactful stories. And again, it doesn't matter. Even if you didn't know anyone that was directly impacted by any of the events in D.C. or in New York City or in Pennsylvania on that day, it doesn't matter. It had an impact on your life. Tell us how and share that story and make it the local stories part of that history, part of that fabric of that story.
Well, and it's how it changed things for you, because if you traveled, it changed a lot. Our music changed. Just the traffic changed. All of a sudden, you can't go to an airport and just hop on a plane and take off. Now you got to have identification and all kinds of things like that.
We can't forget those lessons.
No, we can't. We learn by the mistakes, and the terrorists came here they came here legally, but they were very liberal transactions that they came through.
Mm-hmm.
And we welcomed them here. They were here for 2 years and traveled the country. They have proof now of where all they went. They went from the East Coast to the West Coast, back, assembled that day, and
right.
did their actions.
Iowa has a long history of people serving their patriotic duty. Look back to World War II, the Southwest Iowa area, Company K here out of the Red Bull. I mean, there, before Red Bull was a drink, it was a group of very dedicated people who were very instrumental in working through Northern Africa.
That's right. And we had prisoners of war there. There was like 4 people killed that were in Company K, but they came out of Iowa, went down to Mississippi, went through North Africa, up into Italy, and then up those that made it on up into, I believe, Yugoslavia and up into that area. So
we have a long history of patriots here in the area, and this is your chance, whether you served or not, to tell your patriotic story and how that event affected you. And we look forward to, not a lot of details quite yet, we'll talk more about that as we get closer, but the actual remembrance service that you'll be holding on 9/11, on September 11th as well. We'll visit about that later. But thank you to you and the Color Guard members for doing what you're doing and helping to keep this history alive.
Well, and I would invite people, if you're in the park, on the backside of Lady Liberty, there's a bench set there that has the timelines and the events as they happened. And sit there, tell a story. That would be my fondest wish of what you would do there. It's a remembrance. It's not a celebration. It's a remembrance. So thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.